to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and our guest today is Wayne Wink, who's the North Hempstead Town Clerk. And we were talking just at going into the break with the Valentine celebration that's coming up. And I just want to share a story with a client of ours that happened like 2 years ago. Both were in a assisted living facility in Manhattan. And the daughter said to me, she says, I'm going to have a party because it's my parents' 75th wedding anniversary. She had the party, all the people on the floor, whatever, was in the institution. They're both functioning, but, you know, wonderful party, everything else. About 6 months later, the mother died. And then when she went through the papers, it was their 74th wedding anniversary. The 75th was coming up.
Yeah.
She never told her father, who died last year. And she said, I was so happy I did it. Yeah. They were in heaven. And, you know, you hit an age. They were both in their 90s. Yeah. They weren't paying attention to 74. They thought it was the 75th. We had balloons. Right. And what an event.
Yep.
And then she said, only I knew. Yeah. And I should. And she never shared it with the father. But, you know, to get to milestones, like, well, I mean, 40, 50, any of them. When you say today's world, you know, when you see people who are married with kids for a serious number of years, because, you know, it's trials.
Yeah.
There's things that go on. Sometimes it's very easy just to walk away.
Sure.
So that kind of a celebration is a wonderful celebration, you know, of what they've endured, et cetera.
Yeah. And 74, 75 is just a number.
Exactly. At that point, it's just, you know, it's silliness, but it's wonderful.
Yep.
We got the marriages. We have this wonderful Valentine's event coming up, which please call 311 to make your reservation, because that's not a walk in at the door, because they have to be organized and there's seating and everything else.
There is a fee associated with it because it is a luncheon.
Okay.
It's $25 a couple, which I think is pretty reasonable, with a champagne toast and dessert and everything. So we do ask that you contact us in advance. If you can, send a check, and if not, we can at least reserve a space.
Right, okay.
Because we do set table arrangements and whatnot. It really is a wonderful day. And it's a great way to spend Valentine's Day together.
I agree. It's very, very nice. Yeah. The newer thing that I know has been involved, and it's funny because my partner, who lives in Oyster Bay, just went to the post office last week to get and had to go back three times.
Oh, boy.
To get his passport.
Yeah.
And now it's finally done, but he's waiting for it to be delivered.
Yes.
You've implemented that in the town.
Yes, we have. We are now a passport acceptance facility, which is we serve along, you know, through the federal government as the location where you can come and fill out the paperwork, and we help process the passport applications. I'm proud to say that in less than 9 months, we actually serviced over 350 new passport applications, many of them for kids. You know, when families want to go away on vacation, they need to get their passports ready, not only for themselves, but for their children. And we are a form of one-stop shopping for them, because many of them, especially those who were born at Northwell Hospital in Manhasset, their children's birth certificates are right there in our location. And you go through one door, you get their birth certificates, which is an important form of identification for passport purposes. In fact, it's a necessary form. And then you walk across the hall, and we are able to help you fill out your passport application, and we send it in for you, and the passport service will send the passport directly to you. So we've handled 350 so far in the calendar year 2017, and I suspect we're well on our way this year to even expanding beyond that. It really has been a great service. Right. I think it's very helpful for people. You know, a lot of the post offices have very limited hours. They don't have as much personnel as they used to, so it's very difficult. They require appointments. And while we require appointments also, well, we certainly request appointments, we've been in a very good position to be able to provide great service to people, to process not only themselves but their entire families right there in one stop. And I think it's just a net benefit to everybody. We provide photographic services, so we will help you take the passport photos.
Oh, you do
photos.
The photos there, too?
We do the photos as well. And the great thing is it's money that would be spent one way or another by our constituents, but when it's spent at the town, it's used then to help offset some other expenses of the town.
Right.
So rather than paying a private photographer to take pictures, or rather than paying the post office or someone else – to process your passport application. We're able to do it, and it helps offset the cost of local government. So it really has been a win-win, I think, all the way around, and it's been very, very helpful. And by the way, we provide the photographic services even if you're not seeking a passport. If you need it for some other form of identification, for a job application or something where you need to submit a photo, we can do the photos right there on the spot for you. So it really has been a great entree into a new area of providing services for our constituents. And if you're not a constituent but you're within the sound of my voice, you can always utilize our services too for passports or for photos or anything else.
Well, the nicest thing about that, in my mind, you know, these small towns, not that we're small, 250,000 people, but you get to know the people. And so, therefore, it's nice to come in. I can talk to you, or I can talk to one of your staff members. You go into the post office, not knocking it. Sometimes it's not even the same person. They're just mailing a letter. It seems like every week they're different. It's nice to have a place where I would be coming back for something else down the road.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, some people, while they're there, they realize that, you know, they need to get a hunting license or something. If they're hunters upstate or something, we process hunting licenses on the spot too. So there's so many different things. You can get a hunting license in the town of North Hempstead and utilize it anywhere in the state of New York. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
My brother hunts.
Yeah.
But I know he goes like the day before upstate. I don't know where he goes, to be honest with you. I'm not in the middle of it.
Right, right.
But he goes like the day before to get the
in a lot of areas upstate, town clerks, because of their limited staffing and whatnot, they'll provide the service, but they'll often recommend that you go to Dick's Sporting Goods or some other sporting goods location. I think even Walmart in some areas upstate provide hunting licenses, but we can do that right on the spot, and fishing licenses as well. So, you know, so much of the job of being town clerk, whether it's the marriage end of it or birth certificates, death certificates, hunting licenses, we're not just a functionary of town government.
Right.
You know, we apply the town code. We regulate things that are under the purview of the town code. But so much of what my office performs each and every day is actually as a functionary of state government. State laws like hunting licenses, dog licenses, marriage licenses, birth certificates, death certificates, those are all functions of state law. So we implement those things on the local level, even though they're laws that were passed in Albany, and we help interpret and apply the law locally, irrespective of our function as a town official.
Wow, okay. One thing I want to touch on, which we've spoken about, and I had no idea, I don't know where it was, bidding, private bidding, which I didn't even know you were involved in, to be honest with you. That is significant.
And ironically, I think that's actually also a function of state law, is that
the
town clerk is the repository and the receiver of sealed bids for all public contracts.
And that's very important today, only because of transparency.
Absolutely.
I mean, all of a sudden people are questioning where that bid come from.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and it's a very open process where we publish a notice that we're seeking bids on a particular project. Could be a capital project, could be from operating expenses. But whenever the town is seeking bids on a public contract, there is a process by which we publish. We then, as a town clerk, I collect the bids when they're prepared by contractors. We hold them, and at a designated hour and day, we will then have a full bid opening in the town clerk. Excuse me, in the town boardroom.
In the boardroom.
Yes, in the town boardroom. Right. So anyone from the public and any contractor who bids, anyone is entitled to come and sit and watch the process unfold. And
I didn't realize that. I thought you were doing it by yourself, but just being honest enough.
No.
Okay.
It's totally, totally transparent. And what you'll see when you go there is all the bids are in sealed envelopes. Those envelopes get opened in public. And that's why we do it in the town boardroom, so that we can, you know, so that we can have anyone who wants to see it come in and sit down. We then open them. We announce both in terms of the insurance, you know, the bonds that are put up in order to ensure performance of the contract, as well as the overall bids are publicly announced. We write them all down, and you know, but we announce them right there in front of everybody, and then we provide it to DPW or the Solid Waste Management Authority, whoever it is who's responsible for ultimately determining that we have the lowest responsible bidder, and we're ready to award a contract. Once they make those determinations, then it's again a transparent process by which it ends up in front of the town board, and the town board will vote on awarding a contract. So the whole process is
far more transparent. But the lowest contract won't necessarily get it, though, right?
It's the lowest responsible bidder.
Responsible, okay.
Which means that if somebody comes in and a job that'll cost $100,000, if somebody bids $10,000 on it, there's a pretty good chance they're not going to be found responsible
because
they're so out of whack with what the industry standards
would be. Right, so just lowest doesn't guarantee the
job. Right. But that's all part of the review process that the town attorney's office, Public Works, and any other agency that's involved with awarding the bid, they all weigh in on what they believe to be the right approach to everything. And then based on that, the lowest responsible bidder is awarded at a town board meeting.
Wow, okay. No, I when I heard it that time,
yeah.
I don't know where it was. It was like amazing. I had no idea. I really think you're open to this. Oh, this guy put in 100, this guy put in.
No.
Now,
so much of what we do is right out there for public review. And it's important because it's not our money. It's taxpayer
right,
money.
Right, I agree with you there.
So we got to make sure that everything is done transparently, above board. And when a contract is awarded, it's awarded to someone who's responsible and capable and who has given us a competitive price.
Perfect. Yeah. I don't believe we're out of time. I want to congratulate you first.
Well, thank you
on a wonderful
much.
Victory.
Thank you.
And good numbers. The whole thing was perfect.
Thank
so
you.
Here you're going to be. You'll be back on the radio again.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to be there, but I look forward to your celebrating April 14th, Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
With all those.
February 14th.
What did I just say?
You said April.
Oh, I'm thinking of taxes.
That's all right.
February 14th. Sorry.
We'll celebrate April 14th as well, whatever that may be. So.
February 14th, which is only a week and a half
from
now.
Absolutely.
So please call 311 if you have an interest in coming to that, and it's going to be a wonderful event. And Wayne, I want to thank you so much. You'll be on again. Have a wonderful day. You're listening
you,
to
John.
Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.